Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. This is episode 178 of The Big Show, and I think we have just a terrific, terrific show for you. Lots to talk about. I'm on the road this week, traveling. I'm actually in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as I talk to you. And I've been having a lot of discussion with people in the various places I've been over the last couple weeks about digital transformation. And it's something I refer to here on the podcast occasionally, I refer to in blog posts, and I certainly refer to in my discussions with business leaders. And one of the questions that keeps coming up is, what do we really mean when we're talking about digital transformation? Why is it important? Why should we care? And in as much as you can, what can you do about it? How do you make that work well for your company? Now, I realize we tend to keep these episodes pretty short, but I'd like to address it as best I can in the time that we have today. So really, when we talk about digital transformation, what we're really talking about is taking the skills that we've learned from digital marketing over the last decade or so, and beginning to apply them to other parts of the organization, to sales, to finance, to HR, to technology, believe it or not, to product development, in ways that start to really think about what's going on in the world out there and how you make it work. And one of the core things about digital transformation that you have to realize is that it's entirely driven by customers. This is not one where a group of consultants or a group of, you know, academics or people along those lines sat around and said, you know what, we need a new buzzword. We need to come up with some new way of talking about this. Instead, customers started saying, hey, we expect things to work a certain way every time we interact with your brand and your business, because they see it in all their interactions, not just in places like New York or LA or Paris or London, where they kind of think the world should work a certain way because there are the Ubers and the Airbnbs. But because customers online see how the world works in those places, and they say, why doesn't the world work that way here? Right? We saw this years ago with MTV and teenagers, where behaviors amongst teens became pretty consistent, no matter where you were in the world, because they all saw MTV and said, wait a minute. Well, I want to live my life that way. I want to wear cool clothes and I want to do cool things and listen to cool music and the like. And if you look at Pew's data, which I'll link to in the show notes, they see the same things in terms of how customer behavior is increasingly flattening all around the world as people say, well, I expect the world to work a certain way. And so your customers expect you to be more responsive. They expect you to be more nimble. They expect you to be more adaptable to what their needs are in every interaction, not just in the way you market your business, but in every process. Because here's one of the key things about marketing. Your brand is built in every interaction customers have with you. It's not you tell a story about your brand and everybody says, oh yeah, that's how they are and they're great. It's every time they interact with you, they get a feeling for whether your brand is actually good, is actually suitable to their needs, is actually valuable to them, or whether your brand isn't. A brand is really a collection of all the experiences customers have with your company. And so digital transformation is really about ensuring that we have that very customer-focused, customer-centric approach that makes it a great experience everywhere. Now, that's one of the reasons this tends to be driven more often by the CMO than the CIO. Brian Solis at Altimeter Research has done some great work that shows this really isn't about tech. It's really about people. It's really about customer experience. And the reason more people aren't doing this well is because a bunch of things get in the way. Now, I'm going to summarize a bunch of stuff. There's been great research here by the MIT Sloan School. There's terrific work out there by Harvard Business Review. Again, I'm going to link to a bunch of these things in the show notes. But realistically, you can boil it all down to often a lack of a shared vision. Now, I want to be really clear here. The key word is shared. Something where the organization as a whole says, this is something we must do. We must take this approach to make a better experience for our customers every time they interact with us. So you've got to make sure you've communicated this with your team. I mentioned HR a moment ago as one of the groups we do work with to try to help. Because realistically, you're trying to get your team enlisted in this issue. And I'm very specific about this word, enlisted. This is something an old boss of mine once taught me that I thought was so spot on. That we're not talking about buy-in. You know, buy-in is a terrible word from a certain perspective. Because what it says is, you're trying to get people to agree with something that you own. Whereas if they're enlisted, they're saying, you know what, we own this too. We're taking ownership of this. We haven't just agreed that, yeah, what you're saying makes sense. We're saying, as employees, we want this. We want this just as bad. We want to share responsibility for the success. And that's so critical to have this shared vision. According to the MIT Sloan study that I mentioned a moment ago, 43% of the respondents said that the number one factor causing them to fail at doing real enterprise digital transformation is too many competing priorities. One in four blame a lack of agility. One in three say there's a lack of overall strategy. So that's almost, you know, that's 40+% 30-some-odd percent, 25-some-odd percent saying too many competing priorities, no good clear strategy, no real agility. By contrast, only one in four say technical skills are the problem. In fact, if you flip that on its head, only about one in five, only about 18% say strong technical skills are necessary to the success of an enterprise digital transformation. Right? This isn't about tech. This is about experience and people and leadership and followership, if I can use that word. Right? It's about companies across the board and at every level saying, yeah, this matters to us and this is important and we're going to put our focus there. And so if you look at the companies who are doing well at this, they have a shared vision. That shared vision is centered around the customer. It's highly customer-focused. They're very data-driven. They use data to validate whether the things that they're doing to help customers actually help customers, actually work, actually matter. They tend to be very collaborative because, again, you're clear on what the issue is. You're clear on what you need to do. And so you get people all saying, well, let's do what's right for the customer. Let's work together to make that happen because we're all clear on what it means to actually do the right thing for the customer. And as a result, they also tend to be more agile. So it's this idea of shared vision, customer-focused, data-driven, collaborative, and agile that are really the attributes of a successful enterprise digital transformation. Now, if you want to do this in your company, it means you got to focus on culture. You have to focus on, are we creating a culture where we're empowering our employees, or we ourselves are empowered to A, listen to our customers and remove barriers to change and helping our customers. You have to make sure you have a culture that attracts people who want to do those things. And because you need the data to support this, you have to get your data house in order too. Make sure you have good data that actually answers the questions you need answered to know whether or not you're doing a good job. So I realize that's a really quick overview of a really complex topic. But if you really want to think about transforming your company digitally, if you really want to think about successfully using digital throughout the process and throughout the customer experience, think in terms of customer focus, think in terms of shared vision, think in terms of a culture that supports that, make sure you got the right data to answer the questions, work on improving collaboration, and work on your agility. And if you do that well, you will begin the process of becoming a company that can not only survive in the digital future, but can thrive as well. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episodes, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim Peter Associates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TC Peter. And you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again. I really do appreciate you tuning in every week. I hope you have a great week ahead, a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.